Good morning. My guest this morning is Rebel Fagan from Occupy Sonoma County. Good morning, Rebel.
Good morning, Roland. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate it.
Oh, glad to have you anytime. And I'm very pleased to see the subject of this interview is the March Against Monsanto, which is happening on Saturday, May 21st in the Sebastopol Downtown Plaza.
Yeah, that's this Saturday. It's a family-friendly event.
Right.
We'll be gathering in the plaza about 2 o'clock. Do join us.
Yes.
And we'll be going till about 5. We're going to meet in the plaza and return to the plaza. We have a list now of some of the speakers. Swami Biyanadanda will be doing comedy.
He's great.
We have food from Lydia's. The Hubbub Club's going to be leading the march, and
they are
a lot of fun.
The Hubbub Club is becoming an essential part of life in Sonoma County.
Well, I've marched with them before. They're a lot of fun. We're also going to have some music from Kate Willens and Kim Tripsmith, plus speakers from the Petaluma Grange, Wine and Water Watch, GMO-Free Sonoma County, Trash the TPP, Turning Green, Pomo Coastal Access, Indigenous Environmental Activism, and the Center for Farm Worker Families. All of these will be speaking in Sebastopol. This march is not just us.
This is everywhere, right?
There are over 400 cities
in
over 40 countries marching against Monsanto and their corporatization of our food.
Right.
See, what the problem is they use this stuff called Roundup. Now, they say GMOs feed the world. Nonsense. GMOs, transgenetic contamination, which is the name on the initiative that will be on the ballot. Maybe the supervisors will just put it into law, but probably it'll be on the ballot. They are not about feeding the world. They're about selling Roundup. See, the more you use this, the more Roundup you have to use. So from 96 till 2002, 50 million additional pounds of Roundup were used in order to make these food-like substances grow. So Monsanto is not our friend. There's every reason in the world to march against them. It'll be a sunny day. It'll be friendly. It'll be warm. We're going to start in the plaza. We're going to end in the plaza 2 to 5 this Saturday. Everyone is welcome. Please come.
As you say on your poster here, join millions of people all over the world for this global march.
Like I said, 40-plus countries.
That's right. Is there one closer to here as well?
You mean closer than Sebastopol?
Yeah, like in San Francisco. Now, closer to other places in Northern California.
I don't know for a fact, but I would imagine that there's one in San Francisco.
I would think so.
I've been focusing so much on ours that I haven't really paid attention to what's going on elsewhere. Knowing that activists worldwide are replicating themselves in an effort to try to achieve safe food for our families, for our farms. See, when you got GMO crops going on, you get lateral transfer into the soil, which contaminates the soil. If you're an organic farmer, it'll take forever before that soil is suitable for food. Monsanto's corn, for example, put the Mexican corn farmers out of work and created the migration that we've enjoyed since then.
I note also that, as if that weren't enough, you're going to have a pay-what-you-can plant sale?
There's a pay-what-you-can plant sale. There's a seed exchange going on. Yeah.
That's great. I can't imagine a better and more timely local event than this. Rebel, thanks very much for coming in. And
thank you for having me.
Thank you. And let's tell people that March Against Monsanto.
This Saturday.
May 21st, 2 to 5 p.m. at the Downtown Plaza in Sebastopol. Entertainment, food by Lydia's, and plants and seeds and so forth. It is going to be a great event.
You can get a lot of information that you can arm yourself with to protect yourself from unsafe foods.
Excellent. For information, here's the telephone number, 877-6650.
You can also go to GMO Free Sonoma or OccupySonoma.com on the internet.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
And thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.